This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
It's Riley Rose and Seamus on the number one for hits and old school, Hit 104.9.
Seamus, we're faced with a very awkward situation. I feel like a lot of other people would have dealt with this before. You know when somebody leaves a workplace, okay? They've either been fired, they've quit, they've had a baby maybe.
Whatever the reason, and they come back to the workplace. This is happening later today.
But just to clarify, not come back to work, just come back to work for a visit.
Two people who don't work here anymore are coming to visit this afternoon.
Yes.
Not on. I'm a big no voter on that.
I'm on the fence with this one a little bit, just because I don't like it. I don't like the fact these two people are coming back in, because I'm like, you don't work here anymore and you're not really that good of friends with anyone else anymore. Not that I know of, anyway.
I don't get it. I'm like, guys, you don't work. Like, if I stop working at a place, I never go back, ever. It's done. You move on. If you are friends with someone there, you catch up outside.
But at the same time, though, like, it's nice to go back into the place where you spent so much time. Like, for me...
No, it's not.
And this station, Hit Headquarters...
If you come back here, we're not friends anymore.
I've been here for 4 years. You know, hypothetically, if I were to leave tomorrow, and it was 6 months down the track, I would probably come back and visit this place.
You're such a loser.
Because I grew up on this station.
Do you know... Oh, my gosh. You are actually a loser. Do you know the people who come back to a workplace to visit and say hello? Do you know who they are? The kinds of people... Remember in high school, there was always an older person hanging out with, like, the younger grades? It's like they never hung out with the people their own age. It's like, what? Have your own friends rejected you? We don't want you then.
Or when you finish year 12 and you come back to visit the teachers.
No! Look, 13, 12, 16, I want to take this to the phones. Call us. Visiting work after you've left.
Yeah, visiting work after you've, actually finished at that job.
Yeah.
Give us a call now. 13, 12, 16. You can also weigh in on Facebook at Hit The Border. Send us a message there.
Not just, I'm on maternity leave because you're coming back.
Yeah. No, you're coming back in to visit that workplace.
Just to visit.
I think it's okay.
No.
It's a special place.
It's a stern no for me.
All right.
Forget about it. Call us, 13, 12, 16 on Hit. Riley Rose and Seamus on Hit 104.9. Coming up in the next 20 weird brekkie combos.
Yeah, we're getting you to weigh in on 13, 12, 16. Visiting work after you've left a workplace. Is it okay?
No, it's not.
There's a couple of people that are coming in. They used to work at Hit Headquarters right here at this station. They're coming in to visit.
Hey, guys. How are you going? How are you? Oh, so nothing's changed? Great.
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing. That's the awkward conversation. And, you're sort of like, what have you been up to since you left
five months ago? Yeah, not much. Good to see you. But we don't talk. We haven't spoken in 5 months. But great to see you.
That's the thing. If it's, if you're actually friends, then you'll be catching up anyway. Having said that, I could be one to visit this station one day if I ever leave.
You're not. I'm not coming. I'm not going to be there with you. The only way it's okay if you're on maternity leave and you want to come in and show everybody's baby.
Yeah, sure. You want to show off your baby.
Show off your baby. That's
fine. Yeah, we got ya.
And we do have Stacey on 13, 12, 16. Stacey, visiting after you've left work. Work. Yes or no?
No.
Big no. I agree. Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well, it depends on what the circumstances are, but we had a guy who actually got fired from work and then he decided it was good to come in and visit people.
Oh, no.
It's so weird. That's so awkward.
And was it like a big firing? Because we had someone here that actually was super lippy when they left work.
Yeah. Really?
And you sometimes see her and I'm like, oh, this is so awkward. What happened when they got fired, Stace?
Obviously it wasn't good terms that he left, but, the worst thing was that he decided that it was good to come back and visit people and make out as though nothing happened.
Or was it
like he came back to be like, guys, look at me now, I'm getting paper.
You got to wonder that, don't you really?
Yeah, what an odd
guy. Thank you so much, Stacey. It's like the annoying girlfriend who doesn't get the hint that you want to break up. I don't want to see you anymore.
Yeah, and she's like, got the new haircut.
Yeah, so, like, can I pick you up from work and we'll go for a drink? No, I don't want to see you anymore. Yeah, so what are you up to? I don't like you.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Hit.com.au.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
It's Shame Entertainment.
There's no business like Seamus's business.
Like Seamus's business.
What's your problem?
Why do I get into trouble for singing when you sing as well? It's not Tuesday, mate.
Yeah, true. Hey, every time this time of morning at 7:30 and 8:30, we do What's Trending right around the world.
We get it. Now it's my version where I do it. We get it. It's in the name, Shame Entertainment.
What if, Seamus, what if someone has just started listening to our show and has never listened to it before?
Okay, welcome.
Hey, welcome, guys.
Hey, Joanne. How are you?
I hope you're well.
I hope you... How's the family?
Welcome to town.
My name's Seamus. This is Riley Rose.
I meant fun town.
Thank you for coming. Now...
It's normally like dumb stories too. Not...
We get it. We're about to do it, mate.
Well, hurry up and do
it. Can
you
let me do it? Can I have an old lady with that? Dad's horror story. After son finds adult content on a McDonald's in-store games machine in the UK.
Oh, no.
Dylan looked confused when it popped up, pointed at the screen and said, "What's that lady doing, Daddy? Where's she putting that Big Mac?" It's a mature dating age site where all mature women say yes. I don't think little Dylan is into that kind of happy meal.
I don't think he appreciates it.
It's a hard dog's life for Rambo. Rambo, the golden retriever, attracts a stream of visitors to his home in Northern Ireland where, get this, he drives a red, massy Ferguson tractor, wears a high-vis and helps his owner tractor the fields.
I reckon that's not an island. I reckon there'd be someone around here where their dog helps them out a lot and wears high-vis.
Wait a second. There's a difference between a dog helping an owner out on a farm and a dog driving a tractor.
He's not driving the tractor.
Are you kidding? Were you not watching when I looked it up like 5 minutes ago? Look at the picture.
Oh my God, he's driving the tractor.
He's driving the tractor.
That's incredible.
He drives the tractor. 13, 12, 16, or hit the border on Facebook. Does your dog drive? We need it on the show. It's going to drive the show for us.
Hey, normally we round off with a personal story for Shame Entertainment. Got anything?
I'm getting a haircut today.
Oh, you need one, actually.
Yeah, it's a bit Grizzly Adams.
Hit.com.au to find out what's trending around the world. You won't find any of
all
those stories.
All of those will be there.
Up there. Hey, next, if you've got a question on 13, 12, 16 for Stupid Cupid, we're going to have him in the studio in the lead up to Valentine's Day. Yeah. So if you're struggling with your love life or you need some ideas on Valentine's Day, do you want to go grab him?
Actually, yeah, I've got to go. Hang on.
You better.
He's on the phone. I'm going to go grab Stupid Cupid.
He's in next.
Okay. Walking away. Craig David on hit. Waking up with Riley Rose and Seamus. Craig David. I gotta go.
See you, Seamus. Sorry, guys. Seamus. Seamus has got to leave the studio because he's got to go get Stupid Cupid. Now, we're going to have Stupid Cupid in for the lead up for Valentine's Day. Good morning, Stupid Cupid.
Stupid Cupid. Hello, how are you?
Did you see Seamus out there?
I did see him. He's a funny fella. And I shot him with my love bow. And he caught it. And now he's in love. I'm Stupid Cupid. And it's coming up to Valentine's Day. So, I need you to call. What's the number again? 3150?
No. Okay, composure. The number is 13.
What, 300 love? Is that it? I can't remember. Because I'm Stupid Cupid.
It's 13, 12, 16, Stupid Cupid.
Yes.
And what we want to do is we want to take some calls, but I do have some questions that people have sent in to hit the border on Facebook. And I was wondering, in the lead up to Valentine's Day...
What's Facebook? Is that like MySpace but new?
James from Beechworth. He's got a question for you, Stupid Cupid.
Okay, James.
Should I propose to my girlfriend on Valentine's Day or is it too cliche?
Well, first of all, I think you're asking the wrong questions. You need to ask if you love her or not first.
Okay.
Do you love her, James?
And if you love her, should he propose?
Yes. But are you ready for that commitment? And do you have money? Because weddings cost.
Okay. Sarah from Yarrawonga has said, I've been with my boyfriend for 2 months, stupid Cupid. I'm worried he doesn't celebrate Valentine's Day.
Listen, not everybody celebrates Valentine's Day like that idiot Seamus.
Yeah, he doesn't celebrate.
Do you know, every time someone says they don't believe in Valentine's Day, one of me and my friends die. So everybody needs to celebrate it to keep me alive.
Okay. Well, it's good. If you've got a question for Stupid Cupid, 13 12 16 is the number. Stupid Cupid, we're going to go to an ad break, and I've got one more question for you, but we might take
Riley,
some calls.
Riley, would you like me to shoot you with my love bow?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Right in the eyeball.
In the
then
eyeball.
You'll fall in love with the next person you lay eyes on.
Oh, that sounds good. Okay, we'll go to the ad, Stupid Cupid. More with him next.
On Hit 105.7.
That's not right, Stupid.
I'm so stupid.
Riley Rose and Seamus.
Waking up with Riley Rose and Seamus on Hit 104.9.
What song is that?
Oh, I've just mixed up the little bit. You know how we play a little thing at the end of a break?
Yeah.
Just mix it up. Kylie Minogue dancing.
This is R&B Friday. You know that, right?
So?
Yeah. Kylie Minogue
just
is
mixing it up. Just keeping you on your toes, mate.
We'll do it Monday to Thursday. Maybe pick a cooler R&B song.
You could make this an R&B song. You could. You really could.
Okay, try and rap to it.
We're going to get freaky later at 8:30. We're going to do free yet time Friday. 10 seconds to go after 8:30.
And I'm talking to Aaron Jeffrey. He's playing chopper and I'm nervous because I don't know anything about him.
You're on hit. Let You Down. Waking up with Riley Rose and Seamus. In the next 20, free airtime Friday. Your chance to say anything you want on air within 10 seconds.
Right now, we're talking about my hypothetical Spanish rendezvous. Because I'm going to have
the ugliest men in the world. Javier Bardem.
He is so hot. He's like my dream man. Javier Bardem, you might know him from Eat, Pray, Love.
No Country for Old Men.
He's not hot in that movie, though. Don't watch it. Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
I do like the fact that he's not hot in that movie, but he's hot in others. So, some hot people aren't hot.
Yeah, I know. That's so true. I mean, think about Margot Robbie, I, Tonya. Brand new movie's coming out. She's a fox. But she's not hot in I, Tonya.
She's always hot. Don't talk about my Margot Robbie.
I showed you a picture just then. I said
she wasn't hot in that.
If you saw her at the Bended Elbow.
She looked like when old mate played the Joker. What's his name?
Jared
Leto. When he played the Joker.
Yeah.
In the Suicide Squad.
Nicole Kidman's another one. Beautiful, attractive woman. Like maybe even the most attractive woman on the earth.
When she ugly?
Virginia Woolf. When she played Virginia Woolf in The Hours.
Never heard of it.
Okay, what about Leonardo DiCaprio when he played in Django Unchained? He wasn't that hot.
What?
He had gross teeth, Seamus.
I just watched it the other day. He's still hot.
He's
a boss.
He's got gross teeth, though.
Don't talk about Senor Candy like that at Candyland.
You wouldn't be kissing that mouth with those teeth.
No.
Yeah. No. So not hot.
I went on a date with a girl. I kissed Leonardo DiCaprio on a date. No, she had like really bad teeth and bad breath, and I was like, "Okay, you're not getting callback."
Wasn't that girl? Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow, another one. Probably, I'm saying everyone's the hottest person on the earth, but she's probably up there. She played a very morbidly obese lady in Shallow Hal. It's a fat suit.
It was a fat suit.
Yeah,
she's still hot. She's just wearing a suit.
Yeah, but they changed
her face. She's hot in the suit. Whereas these other people, they just genuinely weren't attractive.
Yeah.
I guess I, Tonya, Margot
it's the
same
Robbie. Thing. Yeah, makeup, special effects, you're wrong, I'm right. Like usual. Guys, here we find ourselves in this situation yet again. I watched Shallow Hal on the weekend, actually.
Same. It's
such
not that bad.
Such a good movie.
I miss those kind of movies.
Yeah.
They're all changed now.
No, they're all changed.
They don't make them like they used to.
Back in our day.
Yeah. So I really hope you find Javier Bardem.
Guys, we're crossing live to me in Spain every single day until I find him. I'm not coming back to Aubrey until I find him.
Good. Free Hit Time Friday after Shame Entertainment.
Get up with Riley Rose and Seamus.
Dear Diary, week 4. Weird start to the Riley Rose and Seamus show this week. Riley called Seamus's bluff.
I'd also drink my own urine.
The thing is,
I'd do that for free right now as well.
Okay, do it.
But no, you're going to get me in trouble and be like, Seamus got his out on air.
And then things got disgusting.
I'm about...
Straight down the hatch. Stop thinking about it. That's your problem.
I would never survive.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can do is to drink my own pee.
Seamus got on his soapbox about Kylie Jenner.
Who cares if she's pregnant? Why do people care? 13, 12, 16.
No one cares.
I wonder if anyone does care. The guys had Married at First Sight's John and Melissa on and tried to get proof they were still together.
Can you guys give each other a little kiss?
Yeah, great.
Can we hear it?
Ready? Can you listen?
Yeah, wait, let's meet. It's a lot of kissing.
Okay. Go away!
It wasn't the only kiss going on, though.
And I remember, hey, Mum.
Sorry, what?
Mum, give me a kiss.
Oh, no.
And she kissed me. It's just my tongue in her mouth.
Ow! Riley Rose and Seamus caught up with Danny Lakey, who does the night shift.
Oh, my God, you should check out my tush. It is the red raw.
I said whip it. Licorice whip.
Riley was unfollowed by her ex-boyfriend and wanted to know why.
Hey, Whitey, it's Riley. I know this is probably going to butcher our friendship. You unfollowed me on Instagram this morning.
Well, last
And Seamus obviously had some deep-seated issues about Valentine's Day.
But she might have been seeing someone else before you...
Valentine's Day, stupid. It brings up bad memories and pain and feelings that I've pushed down and spent many years trying to bury.
I got issues and I'm gonna hit you. Yeah, they've both got those. And they'll be back Monday. I can't wait. XOXO, Gossip Tyson.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.